Kuzuzampo, this is a special program in celebration for the International Women's Day. We have a very special person with us today, and she is Thimpo Yizang D. Thapa. She has recently been appointed as the Minister of Education and Skills Development. Here is a small glimpse into the life of the only female Limpo in the current government.
Kusangpo to all the listeners. My name is Yizang D. Thapa. I am the Minister for Ministry of Education and Skills Development. I am also a mother of two children. I have a son and a daughter.
Okay, thank you. Nice to meet you, Limpo. And thank you so much for your presence on BBS Radio. So on this special program celebrating the International Women's Day, let us get to know you as a woman and your journey this far.
I belong to a very humble family and I have a very humble upbringing. Both my parents were teachers and even in my family, my siblings were teachers. So I have four family members who are teachers. You can even say that, you know, education actually runs in our blood. Although, you know, looking at the toil that my parents and my sisters have gone through, you know, being a teacher, although it's a very noble profession, but then the amount of hard work that you have to put in to become a teacher, become a role model for the students yourself, and it's very difficult, and I have seen you struggle that each day, which is why I never wanted to become a teacher myself, and I never chose the profession of a teacher. While at the same time, I had my own passion. You know, I was a very adventurous child. I always wanted to explore, see the places, and in fact, the nature and all. And that's how, through my education, you know, I did my schooling from Mutitang High School. Then after that, I went to Kanglong, did my 11-12 from there, and I graduated from India. Then after that, I did my master's from Vienna in Austria. Nice. And after completion of my studies, I entered civil service and I happened to work in the forest department. Mm-hmm. And I joined as a forestry officer. And then later, after 18 years, you know, serving 18 years, I served 12 years in the headquarters and another 6 years in the district. So mm-hmm. I was working as a chief forestry officer. Like I said before, I had the passion to explore, and all the while in the field, you know, I used to travel, be in the field, explore the places. I enjoyed the nature. It gave me a lot of peace and satisfaction, and I really enjoyed my job. While at the same time, I was serving, giving my service to the nation, to the people. And later I thought that when I was given the opportunity to join politics, that was the time it was a risk-taking decision for myself, because I had around 20 years of service in my hand and I had to choose a profession in politics which I had no experience about. And if it was such a risky decision, because if I won, then I would be serving the nation for 5 years. If I didn't, I would not be having anything, would be losing the job that I had. But it was a tough decision, and I always believed that if you take risk for higher achievements, you have to take higher risks. And I'm happy that I took the risk. And now I'm here where I am today, and I strongly believe that I can contribute more now than what I would have contributed had I still been in the civil service working as a chief forestry officer.
So, Las Limpo, we really hope that the ministry will thrive under your leadership. And so now, the theme for this year's International Women's Day is invest in women and accelerate progress. So when you hear this phrase, what exactly comes to your mind?
When I listen to invest in women, accelerate progress, means I am taken back to a proverb, a common proverb, you know, if you educate a woman, you educate a nation. No? So I strongly believe in that. Although it's been, you know, our society is such a society where, you know, you expect women to stay at home, take care of the family, children, you know, take care of all the social affairs. And while on the other hand, it's only the male of the family who usually goes to work and, you know, is the breadwinner for the family. But now I think the situation, the time has come where we need to give importance to the women empowerment. And I think we need to create an inclusive society where, you know, women are valued, women are respected, women are empowered, no? And women also can equally participate in all the activities that can contribute to the nation building.
Thank you for sharing such valuable opinion, La Limpo. So how do you think you can invest in women and empower our young girls through your critical role as the Minister of Education and Skills Development, La?
I think, first of all, what I personally feel is most of the young girls and women, they are not aware of, you know, women empowerment. They are facing that gender disparity is there, but nobody is able to, you know, voice out. Maybe they don't have someone to reach out to, you know. So I think the first thing, if given an opportunity, I would like to create an awareness among our young girls about different issues such as, you know, gender disparity, or we can even call it, you know, gender inequality and reproductive rights. What are the violence you know women undergo through, the abuses that women are, you know, they have to undergo. So I think this is very important. And Some of the young girls, I think, they are not even aware of the right, you know, the reproductive rights that the women have. Yeah, I think as a woman, we also have a right to choose, you know, whether or not we want to reproduce, you know. Then again, I think the women also have the right to decide whether you want to carry on or whether you want to terminate unwanted pregnancy, because this kind of issues, unwanted pregnancy, teenage pregnancy, is a concern in our country. And I think women should also know that they have the right to choose, you know, what is the preferred method of family planning, contraception. I think our girls are not educated on this. They need to know about this. And I think more on the violence and abuse, a lot of women, a lot of mothers, they undergo abuse and violence, you know, through the husbands, or and they have no one to reach out to. And I think through this awareness, I think that's how I can help them, support them, you know. Even I can empower women, you know, I can empower women, you know, uplift their moral, you know, and I can become a kind of a support for them.
That's like a picture of an inspiring role model. So in regards to what Limpo mentioned earlier, apart from awareness campaigns, is there any alternatives that you can maybe initiate to make the young girls or women become more aware of their rights that they might not be aware of?
Yes, I think besides advocacy program, Ministry of Education also, it's a kind of awareness only, but awareness as well as Ministry of Education through schools helping children and helping them identify if they are undergoing some kind of violence or some kind of abuse. You know, we have a unit in the school, and our children will know where to approach to if they are going through such kind of abuses. And this is how the school all over Bhutan will be in a position to help such young girls. In addition to that, we also have NCWC, National Commission for Women and Children, and Renew, who can be reached to in case you have encountered such abuse or violence, and if you think not only you but then your friends or your, you know, neighbor or relatives, whoever is in need of help, maybe you can reach out to these institutions.
So Les Limpo, what do you hope for in the future for yourself and for the women of our country?
Future for myself, what I see is I want to inspire them. I want to become a role model for them, not just in terms of, you know, being a woman, but then I myself is a disciplined person. Since my younger days itself, I have been a very disciplined person, and even now I follow a disciplined life. For example, you know, I come to office on time, I leave office on time, you know, and if I am to do a task, I make sure it is done by today itself. I never procrastinate things, and I like it done, you know, quickly. So these are some basic things that I follow in my life, and maybe I can share this with our young girls today. And if they follow a principled life, I think there is no way you won't achieve success. Of course, no matter how intelligent you may be, how competent you may be, but then if you are not self-disciplined, I think success is something which is a far sought dream, you know. So if you want to succeed in life, hard work is what is necessary. And I personally believe, you know, there is no substitute to hard work. And through that, I think presenting myself as a role model to the young girls, I think I can, you know, inspire a lot of young girls in our country, and I can even, you know, empower them, you know, because you have to look at the things in a positive aspect. I'm a person who never look at negative aspect, no matter what it is, you know, no matter what problems you are going through. I am always positive. I always think positive, because what you think of yourself, you become of yourself, no? So I strongly believe in that. And whatever you do in life, you know, whether you have ups and downs, always remain positive. And that is going to make yourself a self-confident person.
Les Limpo, it seems like there's a very bright future ahead of us with you as our leader. And so you mentioned a disciplined life. So can you take us through what you usually do in a day?
Yes, I wake up early. But early for me is like sometimes 5:30, 6, by 6, by latest by 6 I'm up. You know, then I always make sure I drink a cup of warm water. You know, it's good for my digestion, and it cleans my body. Then after that, you know, I do the cleaning, and then I go for a meditation. I think meditation is one form of exercise. Although I may not be finding time to have a physical exercise, but then I always have the mental exercise, and it's not for a long period, maybe about 10 or 15 minutes at the most, 20 minutes, but I make sure I meditate, and that is the best form of exercise that I give to myself early in the morning. Then I have my breakfast, you know, then I come to office. So throughout the day, I have a lot of, like, sometimes meeting, people come to meet me. Throughout the day, I'm kept busy. But then I make sure that I come to office on time and leave on time, and I do the rest of my work at home. And I also think of my supporting staff who are there with me, assisting me the whole day, because for them also they need a break. And keeping this in mind, I make sure that I do everything on time and make everything in time so that, I can always progress further. That's the kind of attitude I have and I maintain. And I also want my supporting staff to follow a routine like I do, because this is going to build a kind of a good habit in them. And I think this will also make, in a way, if you do everything in time, you will achieve all the works that you have to do in a day. And by at the end of the day, and when you keep your head on the pillow, I can have a very satisfied, a day and have a peaceful sleep.
Hey, Les, thank you for sharing your usual routine. And as Lempo mentioned, it's a very good thing to have kind of flow in life. So, do you have any last remarks that you want to share in general?
I want to wish all the ladies, the female, the young girls of Bhutan, a very, very happy International Women's Day. I think it is a day we all need to cherish, because this day is a day where we can, celebrate ourselves, and we recognize the strength of a woman. We recognize how resilient a woman can be, and how a woman can inspire someone, how a woman can lead someone, and we can make a difference in the lives of our loved ones.
By showing us exemplary discipline and habits, this was my conversation with Lempo Yizang Di Thapa. We can all learn from her amazing leadership skills. Cheers to all the women of the world, and I wish you a great International Women's Day. Thank you for tuning in.